The South Dakota legislature has passed several measures pushing back on the state's initiative and referendum process. A Democratic lawmaker calls the legislation an attack on direct democracy, but at least one Republican says ballot measures should be attacked. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The state legislature holds the primary power to make laws.
However, the people expressly reserve to themselves the right to propose measures which shall be submitted to a vote of the electors of the state, and also the right to require...
Democrat Reynold Nessaba of Sioux Falls read that language from the state constitution during a recent speech on the Senate floor. He wanted to remind his colleagues that the people have the right to make laws too. They can gather thousands of petition signatures to put a proposed law on the ballot. That's called an initiative. Or they can petition an existing law onto the ballot for repeal. That's a referendum. State residents have had those rights for 123 years. In fact, South Dakota was the first to authorize statewide initiatives and referendums. In recent years, Democrats have used the approach to enact laws they couldn't get passed in the Republican-dominated legislature. Voters have approved Democrat-backed ballot measures to legalize marijuana, stiffen anti-corruption laws, cap interest rates on short-term loans, and raise the minimum wage. Nessaba says Republicans are now fighting back with legislation to make it harder for voters to make and change laws.
The Republican Party is engaging in a systematic attack on the initiated measure and initiated constitutional amendment process.
Republican Representative Steve Haugard of Sioux Falls acknowledges he doesn't like it when citizens make their own laws.
We've started out as a republic. Sadly, we're tending in the direction of a democracy. And that democracy was only intended to be going to the polls to vote for your elected representative.
Haugard called the state's 1898 authorization of initiatives and referendums sad.
It's become a way that certain interest groups can get things accomplished outside of the legislative process. And I think that does great damage to our republic.
Other Republicans say their goal is to improve the initiative and referendum process. Several of their bills have passed both chambers. One proposal would change the threshold to pass a ballot measure. Instead of a simple majority, any ballot question that raises taxes and fees or spends more than $10 million would require a 60% majority to pass. Republican Senator Lee Schoenbeck says he wants to prevent outside groups from using South Dakota as a laboratory for costly ideas.
This comes to us so that we can have one more protection built into our election process. If groups come, seems like these days they're mostly not from here, and if they want to put a tax increase on our ballot or they want to spend over $10 million, they have to get a 60% vote.
But Democratic Senator Reynold Nessaba says this isn't just about taxes and spending. He says Republicans want to make it harder for citizens to pass a ballot measure.
It's darn hard to put a measure on the ballot and to get it passed. And if there's any protections that need to be done today, it's about protecting the rights of our citizens, of your constituents, to go out with an idea, to gather signatures, and to put it on the ballot. That's what needs protections. We've been eroding it all session.
Republicans need voter approval to increase that voting threshold, so they're sending it to voters in June 2022. Nessaba says the timing is clear.
That's just a preemptive strike against Medicaid expansion.
Nessaba says Republicans want the higher threshold in place before Democrats petition Medicaid expansion onto the ballot in November 2022. Citizens will decide that measure, but two other bills have passed the House and Senate and wait for the governor's signature. One involves the official explanation needed for ballot measures. Petitioners have to obtain that short explanation from the Attorney General's office before they can start gathering signatures. A bill approved by the legislature would establish a new 20-day public comment and revision period after the Attorney General publishes the explanation. Republican Senator Mike Diedrich says the waiting period will produce a better result.
This allows a little more input into the process to make sure that that explanation is clear.
But Nessaba says it robs groups of time they need to circulate petitions.
The main effect of this, whether it was intended or not, the main effect is simply to make it harder to put measures on the ballot. So if you want to make it harder for South Dakotans to bring redress of grievances, to their government and put something on the ballot, then vote for this.
Nesaba says another bill that sounds innocuous will also make circulating petitions more difficult. That bill requires at least 14-point font for the text on petitions. Republican Senator Al Novstrup says the font on petitions for last year's medical marijuana initiative was too small.
When I sat down and was going to attempt to read IM 26, I was unable to do that. And as I looked at it, I believe, in my opinion, that the font size was maybe size 6. And I was just unable to read it. And I would estimate that approximately half of South Dakotans were unable to read that particular font size.
But Nesaba says there's an existing problem that the font size bill exacerbates. Current state law says the full petition text and signature lines must be on a single sheet of paper. For more complex proposals, Nesaba says petitioners have to print long sheets of paper and fold them up like an accordion.
Simply increasing the font size on a giant piece of paper that's folded up multiple times and on a clipboard is not going to help anybody. It's just going to make that beach towel-sized petition become a little closer to the size of a bedsheet.
Nesaba tried to change the bill. His amendment would have allowed petitioners to carry two sets of paper, one with the short explanation and signature lines, and another with the full proposal in 14-point font on regular-sized paper. His amendment was rejected. The font size bill and the comment period bill are both awaiting the governor's signature. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.